The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, here in News Talk, we have teamed up with Ron Seal for Fix It Fortnite. So we're going to be bringing you across the station 2 weeks of top DIY tips from different experts in the field. I'm not sure if this necessarily classes as DIY today. We're not suggesting people maybe renovate their homes on their own or build extensions on their own. But Dermot Bannon is with me, the architect and the TV presenter. Dermot, I want you to imagine, right, first of all, imagine someone listening to this and they're standing in their kitchen, kind of a pokey kitchen, back of the house, you know, the old dark wooden kitchen, this kind of wine tiles maybe as the splashback.
We're going There's
a single door into a dining room, there's a patio door off that. The patio door is kind of brown frame and tinted glass. You've got a few paving stones at the back, that's it. And this person listening to this now, they go, great, Dermot Bannon now is on the Hard Shoulder. I want a bit of advice because I'm sick of this bloody house. Where do they start?
I suppose everyone wants a kind of one quick fix and they want me to say like a gold island is this year's big thing and it'll change everything. But you start with a list. You start with a brief. You start...
A mood board?
Nope. And you see that, okay, it's kind of one of my pet hates is when a client comes to me with a mood board, because everybody's become really, really visual and they're on Instagram, they're on Pinterest, they're on all of this, and they're collecting up images of what they want their house to look like, but without actually kind of discovering what's wrong with their house. So we all have stuff that frustrates us, like you sit in the TV and maybe there's a door to one side of you, and that means everybody who comes in and out crosses over your legs, bang over your shins, or all the school bags end up in one location in the middle of the kitchen, or you've had a great idea a few years ago, you knocked down all the walls, created this lovely open plan space, but all the clothes are drying in that room, all the stuff of the house, the printer, all the cables, the USB. We all have stuff that really, really irritates us, and if you don't solve those problems, you're kind of not really doing anything. So I always say to people, start with a list, a bubble diagram, like a brain dump, and sit there, the pair of you or whoever is involved in the project, and write it. And that's really unsexy. It's not like scrolling the internet looking for a really nice image. Oh, yeah, this is what I want. Oh, look at this. Oh, yes.
Dermot, look at my Instagram account. Look at all the Instagrams I follow. Yes.
And that's not that's not going to get you the proper... It's a bit of hard work at the very beginning of writing out a brief, sitting down and kind of getting everything onto paper and saying, these are the key problems that I need to solve. And if I don't do that, I won't. It's not going to work.
And more then are people kind of coming to it without having solved them. They're thinking of the Instagrammable finish. You know what I mean? I want this kind of big open plan. I'd like this huge big 4 meter slider here, and I don't care if that, you know, whatever famous joinery in the southwest of Ireland doesn't make it. I want it made, and I want it to be 5, 6, 7 meters long, and I want it to be affordable. And they don't think, or they haven't answered the question, well, where's the clothes horse
going to
go?
Yes. Where am I going to work from home? Where am I going to dry wetsuits, because we all go surfing every weekend? Where am I going? Like, lots of people look after the local football team. Do we have enough space to keep all the shirts?
Where are we going to put the hurls?
Where are we going to put the hurls, the helmets? I have my kids all play every sport going, and we have stuff everywhere. And that was when we were doing our house. The utility room is actually one of the biggest rooms in the house, and one wall is for washing, and I put in a rail, because it was always, you know, the way when you're ironing shirts and stuff like that, and they end up in the back of door handles, they end up in the back of everything, hanging
over the top of the door, and there's always dust up there. The collar's all dirty.
So I actually put a huge big hanging rail in the top. So I went through our lives bit by bit, and all the bits of resistance that we had, all the bits that frustrated us, doing the everyday stuff, not doing the aspirational stuff. It's doing the everyday stuff, because we all aspire to have 25 people over for dinner, and we're going to host the best dinner parties ever. Our house is going to be a real party house. And the amount of people who sit down with me and they say, yeah, no, we have the big gang over for the big rugby matches. Yeah, that's 4 times a year. You know, it's not your everyday life. It's the ordinary stuff that if you can solve those, that's going to make the biggest difference to you. And I suppose then after that, it's things like light. It's all the things that people never think about. It's because they've gone straight to the images of what it could look like. You were talking there about, you know, they come into me with door handles picked before they've even got the house designed, saying, I have all these and them all lined up, and they open up the handbag. And
we're the polar opposite. We have, like, the builder asks about 3 times, have you got those door handles? We've totally picked the door handles. They're in the post. Jesus Christ, we better get some door handles.
Your head in the sand and then you stop answering the phone. But light is the next thing, and that's free. Like, sunlight is the greatest tool you have in designing any kind of a house. And look, today is one of the, we're starting the nice weather, and who doesn't feel better? I was wandering in here to town, watching everybody out in the streets, and there's people having beers outside. We all feel that little bit better when the sun comes out. And yet there's lots of people who kind of move into a house and all the back of the house is north facing, and that's where they spend most of their time, and they never thought to put the rooms on the other side. So kind of playing with light, making sure that any extension, so if you are living in the dark end of your house but you know the other side has got tons of light, maybe it's time to flip the house. And so the project isn't about getting, you know, doing up the kitchen, it's about moving the kitchen and to a space where it is. And the same goes for the home office. Like, people are in the dreariest bedrooms at home, and yet there's another room at the front of the house that is bathed in sunlight, maybe the good sitting room. You never use the two of them concurrently, so why wouldn't you just set up your desk in a corner of that room? Follow the light. That's going to add huge value to how you live.
When you talk about the good practical advice, I need to give a shout out to Daniel, who designed our utility room and said, you've got to put a piece of rubber at the bottom of this bucket, because when you throw the hurls into it, it will crack. And he says the bottom of it will crack, and that will drive you absolutely mad.
Because there'll be splinters.
Because there'll
everywhere.
Be splinters, and it'll break. And it's just a simple thing. And we're there kind of getting obsessed with kind of what surface is on the press. And he says, don't pick your surface, whatever you want, but put rubber at the bottom of that. Simple advice.
Did you do it?
Yeah, we did.
Have you got the bucket yet? You've no door handles, but you got your bucket.
We got the bucket with the rubber in it. Yeah, that's the most important thing so far. It's interesting you talk about as well, like the rooms not being used in the house. How often do people come to you and they automatically, and maybe it's because they're watching the TV or whatever, they see the neighbours and they think in terms of extension.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't like where I am, so let's build a new bit, and I like that new bit, instead of turning around and looking at what's behind and think, God, we actually have, like, you know, 90, 120 metres squared floor space downstairs. Yeah. Stairs, and we're only using 50 of it.
Yeah, and they have good dining rooms. They've got rooms at the front. It doesn't happen as much. It used to be a big thing when I was growing up, that you just added in a kitchen extension onto the back of your house, and then the middle room where the kitchen was just became a huge big corridor, really dark in the middle of the house. But people are a bit more savvy now. But yeah, do an analysis on your house. And again, that's the hard work bit of how many rooms are you using and what rooms could double up. So people say, oh, I'd love a spare bedroom because such and such comes up. And then I was grilled and went, how many times? Oh, they come up a lot. Turns out that person comes up 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And then they're building a home office. I said, well, could you not just put a couch into the home office? Because if your sister is coming up to stay, you're probably not going to be working the whole time that they're there if they're here for a couple of hours. Oh, yeah, then no, I would always give up work the couple of days that they're here.
Yeah, so, and they'll survive in a day bed for a night or two.
Of course, everybody will. Nobody goes on holidays. Like, I remember growing up, you're probably a bit younger than me, Ciarán, but I remember going on holidays to my cousin's house down the country. That's where we went. We went and say, that was the thing. People don't do that anymore. You know, they go on holidays somewhere else, or they'll stay in a hotel. So if anybody's coming to stay in your house, they're delighted just to get a bed. So start to double up functions, and rather than having rooms that are sitting there doing absolutely nothing for most of the year.
And en suites in those rooms?
Again, you know, there's lots of people then come to me and say, I know when somebody says, oh, we've had a huge problem with the en suite. And they say there's an awful stench out of it. And I know this is probably a bit graphic for this time of the day when people are sitting down to the dinner. But basically, bathrooms have this thing called a trap. You know, you ever hear the S bend or the ute? And if you don't use your bathroom, the water that's in the trap evaporates and then you get a bad smell. So whenever he says that ensuite never really worked, it's always at a bathroom, that means you've never used it.
Yeah, I was in someone's house about 2 years ago, and one of their daughters came in. They realised they had a toilet she'd never seen before in the house. She was a teenager.
Really?
It was just used for storage down at the end of a spare bedroom. They had a couple of spare bedrooms. One of them had a door in it. She just thought there was storage in it. There was a toilet in there.
And there's a gym gear, and there's all that shoved in on top of that. And they say, well, actually, you would have been far better off building yourselves a proper cupboard for all of the stuff that you need to store.
Have you noticed, I wonder as well, I was talking to an architect recently, and they kind of said they were on this treadmill of kind of getting plans agreed with a client, then going out to tender. Builder comes back, it's 10%, 20% more than client was expecting. Client goes back to the bank. Bank eventually goes, go on, we'll give you the extra 10, 15, 20%. Back to the builder. Builder says, well, actually, in those 3 weeks, it's gone up another 10%. Then back to the bank. Bank says, no. Then back to redesign over and over and over. Are you noticing this?
I suppose not as much, because I learned kind of the hard way in Room to Improve. We have very finite deadlines. We have finite things. So I'm pretty quick at redesigning stuff or adapting things to suit a new budget. And that's what we do. Like, if something comes back, I think, like, a really good key to this would be to get a good QS if especially at the moment, because they know exactly where prices are at. So if it goes out to tender and they're pretty good at holding contractors to the price, so it means that you're not allowing that month to allow prices to go up again and again and again, just to tie builders down to prices. So just be a bit shrewd when it comes to things like that when you're tendering it. Get yourselves a good QS, get yourself a good bill of quantity, so everything is itemized.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it comes back, try and hold them to that price rather than letting it slip and then not signing them up to that. Like, there's ways and means of doing that, but a good QS will help you with that. But also be prepared then to compromise a little bit and compromise quickly and know, like I'd always say to people, have the wish list, and we send stuff out to tender, but I know there's 10 things on that, on those plans that can be whipped out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And but it's kind of prudent to put all the stuff in as well, because if you can afford it, that's the cheapest you'll ever get it at, because it's been priced in with the rest of the project. If you have to do it again in a couple of years, it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah, but
Dermot,
this drives me mental now, because people always say this to you when you're building. They say, do it now, because you'll never go back and do it. And what I want to scream at them is, yeah, but what was the reason you didn't do it at the time? Because you didn't have any bloody money. So stop telling me to spend money I don't have.
No, but if you can stretch yourself. But if you can't, they're telling you to do it if you can afford it, or are they just telling you to do it full stop?
Oh, they're just telling you to do it. Oh, just do it. Oh, God, do that now. Oh, God, yeah. Well, build the whole house out of Decton.
Certain things you can't. There's certain things you can't put off, right? If anybody, and this was kind of another thing that will add value to your house. Maybe not now, it's not one of the apartments, not the sexy ones, but it's energy efficiency. So getting your BER rating up.
Yeah.
Like, we all know the way fuel is gone. Like, look at the last 6 months, what's happened. Fossil fuels have got more or less be eradicated out of this country by 2030. And we've huge targets to meet. But also, for yourselves, for comfort, you're never going to see how warm a house is in a magazine. You're never going to see how warm a house is on an Instagram page. But insulation and getting your house up to the highest BER that you can possibly get, that's a real investment for the future. Because if you're not changing over to things like heat pumps and all that now, you're going to be doing it in 5 or 6 years' time. So they're the kind of things I wouldn't put off. Spending a fortune on finishes and all that, you don't really need to do that. Get the bones, the structure of your house. You can always kind of upgrade a worktop. You can always, you know, I'm not a big believer in that. You know, we're just finishing off a Room to Improve episode for next year.
Yeah.
Where the budget was really tight. And I've cried over compromises because I've never used materials like I've had to use in this, but they had a very finite budget. Prices were going all over the place. But we've managed to do it. And actually, you know, I let go a lot of kind of my issues.
It's good to hear.
It's turned out nice.
Well, listen, Dermot, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
popping in the studio. Dermot Bannon, architect and TV presenter. I mentioned this Ron Seal series. Later in the show, we're going to be marking it by getting our gardens summer ready. We're going to have a panel in studio, more at the DIY end, stuff that you can do yourself, pick up the hammer, the paintbrush, and what not to do yourself as well. So that's coming up after 6:30 with Ron Seal. But Dermot, listen, an absolute pleasure. Like I said, we'll get all your business news next.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.